Get over to Sonic today. It's almost lunchtime. It is lunchtime. We love Sonic. Got that extensive menu. What do you want to get? The smash burger. Want to get the premium chicken bites. Quench your thirst with their various delicious drinks. Sonic is the best. I will swear by it. My kids love it. I love it. Download the app today. Make sure you get the best deal. It's Sonic, America's drive-in.
Always a good time to get a lemonade when you're in the middle of the hot summer. Try the Sweet Top lemonades from Sonic. Live free. Eat Sonic all the time. I tell you, mobile ordering is made easy when you order in the app. Use the app to customize your Sonic favorites. Enjoy exclusive access to new products and get exclusive deals. So you're not getting the full Sonic experience unless you've got the app and unless you're taking advantage of that fun 99 menu. I am partial to the queso wraps, the Southwest Crunch style. Get yours. Find out what your favorites are. Remember, half-price drinks and slushes during happy hour. That's every day over at Sonic. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Every day around this time, we do the run. Let's go. All right. Some NFL news today. Let's turn a little away from NBA. Plus, we've been talking NBA pretty much nonstop for the last couple of months. There has been a trade in the NFL. And, you know, involved is a couple of players that are impact guys, I would say. I mean, one of them is three-time all-pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey, who the Dolphins are sending to the Pittsburgh Steelers, along with Janu Smith, for three-time all-pro safety Minkah Fitzpatrick and a pick swap. So Jalen Ramsey and Janu Smith to the Steelers, Minkah Fitzpatrick to the Dolphins. What's interesting, Jason, is that the Dolphins initially traded Minkah Fitzpatrick to the Steelers in 2019, and 6 years later are trading back for him. Very interesting. I'm not convinced that anybody involved really has a great grasp of what they're doing, but I at least can understand the Steelers piece of it, which is they are just all in. Like, this is like a level of activity that you don't usually see for the Pittsburgh Steelers, whether that be the quarterback, whether that be these trades. I mean, Jalen Ramsey is going to make $26.6 million next year, which is a huge amount of money, you know. And he's still a, you know, top five-ish, top 10-ish guy. You know, there are some categories where he's top five, top 10. He is 30. I think anytime you're paying a 30-year-old DB $27 million, it's a little iffy. But I get it. You know, they clearly feel like with Aaron Rodgers and just where the franchise has been kind of stagnating the last few years, they're going to just go all in and go for it. You know, they brought in Darius Slay. You know, now they're pairing him with you know, our guy Ramsey here. So I don't know. Like, they're going to try to talk you into this Jonnu Smith thing. They're talking about they're going to use him at tight end. They're going to use him at fullback. They're going to use him at punter. They're going to use him at every other position in the world. Jonnu Smith is like a good player, but he ain't the difference. You know, he ain't helping you beat the Chiefs, I don't believe. But Jason, they clearly feel like there's an opening in that division. I don't know if that's fair or if they should believe that, but to me, that's what this is all about. It's like they feel like there's a chance to strike.
Loading up on tight ends. They got him and Freiermuth. That's 15 TDs between your two tight ends last year. What does it mean? Can you use them? And it's going to be some wide-open offense? No. Is it more about helping the offensive line, which is terrible? Have they addressed it enough? That might be the bigger question for the Steelers, you know, at this point, in terms of, you know, are you going to be able to protect Aaron? Maybe this is a little part of that, because, you know, they used Big Freiermuth. I'm pretty sure he caught seven last year. I just looked up Janu Smith, who I added, I think, in fantasy last year, because he caught a little high streak, caught eight touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so wow, I didn't realize he had that many.
All of a sudden, it's like there's a concentration of, you know, guys that you can hit it too quick,
right?
Tight ends,
right?
And you're going to need to because that offensive line. But they could also not heard. I heard George and Jeffrey discussing. You're going to chip those guys. Those guys have got to be blockers. They can chip, go off, be quick hitters. You're going to need that in that off because look at that offensive line. It is not
right.
It might not be serviceable. We'll see.
Right.
It could be what ends up sinking them. Because elsewhere, I mean. Between the tight ends, what they can do, what you've got in Metcalf now, Calvin Austin, we know caught four touchdowns last year, has established himself as a deep threat. It's Aaron Rodgers. He can't move.
Yep.
But so long as you can get the quick hitters out of there, I watched him do it. He loves the quick stuff.
Yep.
He'll take what you give him. Just move it down the field. So I don't know. It's not some genius move. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit up here and like you said, it moves you up a ante in the AFC North. But
right.
I know Minka Fitzpatrick would knock his own dude out as fast as he would knock out one of the other guys, too, at 28 years old. So not that you're getting the best version of Jalen Ramsey.
Right.
Because you're not. He's taking a step back. He's no longer in his prime. But I don't mind it here. I mean, Pittsburgh's going all in here for Aaron. You got to do something.
Yeah.
And since this is the plan.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's a top five, top 10 DB. So I'm fine with it. But I don't – like the ESPN article basically says that he could move to safety. And I would ask, what was the point then?
Well, because they got. I was going to say, you got Joey Porter Jr., who's pretty good.
Yes.
And then you said Slay, right?
Right.
And so that would be
right.
Why you would need a safety, because I figured Joey Porter Jr. is in there pretty solidified, but of those sides.
If you really brought in Jalen Ramsey to play safety, I truly have no idea what you're doing, because you had a three-time All-Pro safety
yeah.
who made much less money. So, did you do this for Janu Smith? Because, I mean, if you maybe I'm just missing something on him. Maybe
it might be just as much for Aaron Rodgers as it is for
right.
We think Janu is this stud that's
right.
going to unlock our offense. It's more
yeah.
what's got to fit.
Yeah,
you know, in that offense with Aaron Rodgers having to get it out quickly, because that's what's going to be all about.
Yeah, cause, you know, look, I understand from the Dolphins' perspective, like they feel like, hey, Ramsey was probably on the decline. He was going to be year 30.
Get off his money. Yeah.
$30 million, basically. We get back a guy that we drafted initially anyway that's 28. You know, we're really no worse for the wear. But they also sent out a guy that caught 8 touchdowns for him last year. So I'm sure that, you know, Tyreek Hill even posted it. He posted that gif of Will Smith in the living room in Fresh Prince. He's like, where is everybody? Where's everybody going? But you still got your man Waddle, don't
Didn't
you?
Didn't he slick ask for a trade?
Waddle?
No, Tyreek asked to be let, you know,
at the end of the year
last year. Was right while the exit interview.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's probably just mad that he's the one that's still
right.
there. And he's because he asked for one.
Right.
Those exit interviews felt like pretty much, you know, intimated that he wanted one, implied that he wanted one.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is interesting about Jonnu Smith. He had only one less target than Tyreek Hill from weeks 8 through 16.
I caught him on that. Did you hear me tell you I finished bumping fantasy? I caught him in the middle of that hot streak.
Yeah.
And,
I mean.
Yeah, he was my tight end one there
maybe,
for a while.
Maybe Jonnu Smith is really that guy. Maybe he's, you know, and that's what the trade really was about. It was like, let's get another real weapon for Aaron, and we can sort of make the safety swap work. But we need Smith. We need Jonnu Smith. I honestly don't know otherwise why you would do it.
Everybody's going to the two tight ends.
Right.
Fun Steelers note. This is Jonnu Smith's third time around now with Arthur Smith as his offensive coordinator.
That.
And what has it amounted to?
He was there in Tennessee, Atlanta, and I think now, back in Pittsburgh.
Bro, I think we slick had him on one time when he was like the backup.
We did, bro.
Maybe Delaney.
Great call.
Like they did one of those tour thing, and we had him on weirdly
before his career 2018.
Yeah. There it is.
Yep.
Just a throwback.
Yeah. I mean, man, that was back when they would do the Titans caravan.
If you would have been able to tell him, Jonnu, you're going to take off and it's not going to be with the Titans. You're going to have an 8 touchdown season late in your career.
I recall him being not bad on the air.
That's pretty good. He was
like,
pretty good.
You know, sometimes
and then we had
you
somebody get... that was in a wind tornado, was in a tunnel. Remember, it was another Titan. I think
it was
receiver.
A running back.
But it wasn't Jonnu Smith, right?
No, it was not Jonnu Smith.
Right.
No.
That interview was solid and good. But I remember another one maybe the next year.
Yes.
Where they gave us a guy and he was in a wind tunnel, some sort of tornado.
And that was the end of it.
Yeah. Skydiving place or something. All we heard was wind. Then they cut it off.
That's right. Yeah. I mean.
And Brad quickly moved to Cowboys later.
That's right.
I think maybe the time is a little.
No, I mean, I would love to know who we had, though.
Was that part of our relationship with the Titans? Is that what that
was
like a caravan thing, I think, where they threw these dudes on the phone.
Right. Yeah, I think it was. It's going to really bother me to not know who the hell we got.
You said running back originally.
But you said receiver.
I did.
Is it possible it could have been like a Dexter McCluster type? I don't think we had Dexter McCluster. I don't think we had him.
What I'm saying is that guy was not memorable. Whoever he is, I do not believe
we remember the tornado.
Eight touchdown type season. Janu took off.
He did. Yeah. No, that's exactly right. So,
Tywin. Wasn't there a receiver named You know who I'm talking about. You just said Tornado.
Taylor.
Tornado.
Taywan Taylor.
That's him.
2018.
That's him. Because we called him Tornado Taywan. Yes. He was a receiver. Great call.
Receiver out of Western Kentucky.
And did not make it.
Did not make
right?
it
we
at all.
Haven't done anything, have we?
He did not make it.
He did not
it at
take
all.
Off like Janu did.
He didn't do a damn thing with the Titans, bro.
Because you had to catch these backups.
Yeah.
For us to get in terms of the interviews, you weren't getting like high profile.
That's
guys.
Right. Here. That's right.
Okay. Well, Janu, we touched.
Although I'm almost positive we've also had Derrick Henry on the show.
It's like a FedEx ground and pound.
Yeah, that's true.
Might have been. Might have been.
I believe we have had Derrick Henry, but this I think it was even before he took off. You know,
that's a freaking Hall of Famer there.
Right.
You touched on Derrick. I wish I recalled that one.
Yeah, I don't remember.
If it would have, it would have been a might have been FedEx ground and pound. Remember them days?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember a ton from that interview, but we did have a connect there.
Mm-hmm.
We got some dudes on. I think we had like Carson Palmer on.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We've had Carson as a, but then it's
analyst
like.
Analyst type deal.
I think then the people were like, look.
Oh, no, he was FedEx ground and pound. I think.
Why are we going on in Memphis? They don't have an NFL team. I think that's ultimately why.
Don't their numbers do well here? Just
they
like,
do.
Like SEC
they do.
Football or something?
Absolutely.
But don't we found out where they love us? We love it.
Yeah.
We watch. We tune in.
100%. But, you know.
Yeah. No, they did. They pulled out, didn't they?
I mean, it was a good run, though. I'd love to run it back. So
first Titan you'd like to interview.
Right now?
Yeah.
The current roster?
Yes.
I mean, it would only be Cam. I would have no interest in literally anybody else. Is there even another answer?
There's one player on the Titans you're interested in interviewing? Cam. That's it.
Yeah, I mean.
I can't even throw you like Tony Pollard or
Tony
Calvin,
Pollard's
Calvin
too
Ridley.
Easy. Too easy. That's a Memphis guy. It's almost like I don't even count him as a Titan. Like, we know Tony Pollard's story in Memphis. I'd like, if I could have somebody on, it'd be like Cam Ward. I mean, it would be Cam Ward. Cause who are their receivers?
Calvin Ridley, Tyler Lockett, Treylon Burks.
Gross. Disgusting, even. Yeah. And then, you know, maybe the fat boy on the defense. What was my guy's name? Sweat. Tavondre Sweat.
Tavondre Sweat.
But it's like, I ask him one question about the play, and then it's like, you know.
Big Jeffrey's all right. And he's one of the best in the league.
Yeah,
I'm
he
just
is.
Saying.
He is. I mean, he's a name for sure.
He's all right.
Yeah. So
I hear you.
Went
though.
To state. You know, he's all right.
Nobody's interviewing Mayo anymore.
No.
Captain Mayo, Captain Mayonnaise.
Yeah. No. No chance. He had his moment.
He did.
I mean, it has been a while since we've done an NFL. Like, I saw, Geno Smith. Did you see him over in the news over the weekend?
I did not.
He was video. I don't know if it was recent. It clearly must have. I mean, I don't know. It had to be recent because he got a contract. But he was at some practice or something, and he was going at it with a parent or a coach. And he was telling the coach, that's why they pay me the big bucks.
Lord.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
I bet you did.
I got to find it, man. We got to play it. It's good stuff.
He's a mirage, and boy, have you bought in.
Yeah. I mean, Geno Smith, he was at some practice, and he's stalking some guy on the sideline saying, that's why they give me the big bucks. That's why they pay me the big bucks, man. I'll do it. I'll do it.
You know what? It makes sense. Think about it. I mean, beginning of his career.
Bro.
Winning a bet and making sure he got that money.
Hey, George,
they tried to write
it. I just sent it to you on DM.
Even if it cost him.
I just sent it to you on DM. I want Jason to hear because I think once you hear the passion from it.
Oh, this is.
You'll
feel
it.
This looks awesome.
I mean, he's literally at a. I don't know what the football game is, you know, but he's got the Raiders hat on, so it's after the Raiders contract.
He used to be a worker like Jimmy Butler, and he's gone diva, is what it sounds like.
Do we have it?
I got it.
All right, let's take a listen.
Yeah. Diva.
There you have it.
He used to be a worker.
Hey, we should make that a drop.
Man, between
for the show.
Him and Cam Newton, boy, they be going off on folks out there, don't they?
I can't wait.
Was this a
Geno
seven? What did you say it was? Like a 7-on-7?
I mean, I don't know what it
was. Just coaching folks out there?
He was on the sideline.
Out there. Yeah. Is this a flag game or something?
I don't. I can't imagine he'd be at a flag football game, but I don't know. But it made me excited. It did. I know we're still a couple of months away, but it made me excited about the future.
Oh, no.
That's why they paid the big bucks!
You're right about a couple of months from. I'd look at. I looked at Chris. I said, "Boy, we're about to be in July.
That's right.
End of this month, we in camp.
And then you're in. You got preseason.
Well, go time. Preseason.
I mean, once August, preseason gets here, it's here. Like it's real. You know,
quarterbacks are going down.
So I don't know. I don't know if this one is a move that makes either team better. Quite honestly, but I guess there's at least a vision for the offensive weaponry. And then, you know, they feel good about what Jalen Ramsey still has left. So, I mean, honestly, and I say this, like, with respect, like, Tomlin is like the black John Gruden in that he wants to bring in vets. Like, that's what he wants to do. He wants to bring in the vets that he trusts. He don't want to play no games. He don't want to be sitting here trying to bring along some rookie, man. That's all Gruden did in his second tenure with the – and even at the end of the Raiders' tenure and Bucks' tenure. It was like nothing but vets, 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 vets. Like you didn't draft particularly well, right? It was like, let me bring in the guys that I know are professionals and whatever, and you know, there's pros and cons to that approach. But you know, when it works, it works. So we'll see if it does here for the Steelers. But they're all in, man.
Real quick, let's just assume this doesn't get them a Super Bowl. It's very realistic.
Very
expectation.
Realistic. Yeah.
And this one-year experiment with Aaron Rodgers fails in the sense that it didn't get you that.
Yep.
Maybe it didn't win you a playoff game, so there's really no reason. You know, maybe you got to the playoffs, but it didn't win you a game. So
yep.
It's over. Aaron needs to go.
Yep.
He didn't win. There's no need to try to get him to sign one year. At that point, that's what I said, with Mike, it just feels like you're going to let him help you pick the next quarterback mm-hmm. when they haven't been able to do that since Roethlisberger. It just seems like
yeah.
maybe they're at a crossroads at that point. And I'm just saying, if you were the Pittsburgh Steelers, who do you get? An organization that, right, employs head coaches for decades plus.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that guy that's in the league and proven right now that you would say, he's our man? And here's the thing. We want our guy for 10 plus years. We're not just getting a guy
right.
like an Andy Reid that we could bring in here who's won Super Bowls. Maybe we got him for 2-3 years before he retires on us. We want the next one.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously,
I mean,
like
there,
that franchise, like he's. I
is
mean,
there a guy that's out there that's obvious?
The only name that comes to my mind is Shanahan.
I thought there's reading Chernoff and stuff just lately on him, and there's some speculation that maybe he's been a little figured out. Maybe to your point, maybe if they bounce back,
right?
But that his offenses have been a little, and he's
right.
having to shift more to,
right.
You know, to what the rest of what Ben Johnson's doing
yeah.
more so that maybe.
Well,
but
Ben wouldn't go
you.
If it was after Ben wouldn't
no,
go
it's
that
too early.
Soon.
No,
yeah.
it's too early. Ben hadn't proven any.
Yeah.
Ben hadn't proven a thing.
But like in terms of like
he's
the
not
decade
on that list.
Guys.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. Has somebody proven enough, or then is the? Because they like their guys. They like them to stay, you know, forever.
The Cincy coach isn't going in his division, so you can rule that out. I mean,
if you had
O'Connell, maybe? I mean,
I think O'Connell, I think he loves it up there, though, bro.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
I think he just feels like he's got carte blanche.
I think he probably does. I mean,
yeah.
I'd like to see how McCarthy looks this year with him, but he's gotten
yeah.
great production out of.
I don't think he would leave, man. I don't think O'Connell would leave Minnesota, truly. I don't. I mean, that's definitely a good call. I think, like, there's a world where Shanahan has run his course in San Fran, right? And he's like, I
yeah.
need a new change.
Now, that I could see.
You know?
Especially if they don't bounce back this year.
Yeah, and he's
if
like,
they've been figured out.
Let me go in a totally different part of the country, totally different division, you know? Although, I don't think people are going to be that excited to get in the division of Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson either. Like, that's another thing. You know, who the hell wants to sign up for that?
I got one for you. I want to run by both of y'all and see what you think. Because... Kevin Stefanski, two-time coach of the year.
Yeah.
That's not a bad situation.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
For
yeah.
as long. And it was, I mean, did he give Deshaun Watson all that money? No. I mean, the organization
right.
did. He might
yeah.
have been behind it. But
yeah.
the point being, I mean, he's been a two-time coach. He's been a coach of the year 20
yeah.
and 23.
Yeah.
And he's probably young enough that his regular season record is 4 games below 500. So you look at him and you say,
mm-hmm.
"Huh? He's not a winner." Why? But Pittsburgh knows it better than anybody.
Yep.
But with you throw out the whole cliche, you throw out the records when those two play. And Stefanski's been good enough in those seasons that the rest of the NFL said this guy's a good coach when he's got something.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe I wonder. And
no,
they would
I mean,
be very familiar with him.
Yeah, I think that's definitely
the interdivision.
You know, if he doesn't get along with ownership or whatever the case may be, you know.
You just want out because you have years before you're relevant again in Cleveland, just paying, you know, having to get off that Deshaun stuff. You got seven quarterbacks. You don't even know which one's going to start down there. And if you've got one,
Only other guy I would even think in terms of sitting head coaches would be Sean McVay. And I just don't think he would leave the Rams.
What about Sirianni? You haven't crowned him, right? Do we feel like that's more about the talent than the culture, or do we like what
he played a part
when that thing was coming apart?
Yeah,
and
no,
he did,
I mean, I think
people like me tried to say, "Well, he's yelling at fans. He's distracted." The guy used as a rallying cry. The team got behind him and went on and won the Super Bowl.
I mean, after losing a Super Bowl, and then losing both coordinators from that Super Bowl. I mean, I think he's in that mix, but I think again,
I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah, I mean, Philly is one of those places, right, where it's like they love you until they hate you. So that could happen. But like Philly to Pittsburgh.
I'm not coach him up with Sirianni. You know, I don't get to coach him
up. No, he's a culture guy. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, going to rah-rah you to a win probably and maybe through you to a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Maybe in Pittsburgh, that's not what you necessarily need.
Was
maybe
Tomlin
you need
the in
the
organization
Tomlin's
when
culture.
He got hired? Was he in the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I don't know. It seemed like he was in that. I don't know.
Is that how they normally do it? Is that like a guy, you know?
Sure, at some point he was, if not, but.
I don't remember.
It's been so long. I have no idea.
He was not. He was the DC in Minnesota.
Okay.
And then he spent 4 or 5 years in Tampa as a defensive backs coach.
I mean, that's pretty amazing to hire a defensive coordinator and the guy still be the coach after 18 damn years.
There are people screaming right now that he was a graduate assistant at the University.
Yes, he was
Memphis
a grad assistant at Memphis.
It made
him who he is today.
Yep. He went to Arkansas State.
Yep.
I mean, I'm looking around the rest of the league. I mean, if we're looking for like a younger guy, maybe if we see something out of D'Amico down there in Houston.
I thought about him, but man, he's got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Because they took a step back last year. Not necessarily because of him, but I mean, it happened on his watch. So I definitely think.
I'm with you. I like McVay would be up there, but I don't think McVay
would leave. I don't. And then, you know, I mean, if they're willing to hire defensive coordinators, then the list goes, you know, extremely wide. I mean, again, I don't know what they're. It doesn't have to be a head coach. It could clearly be a first-time head coach.
I think Tomlin's preparing for and having made this deal with the NFL devil that is Aaron Rodgers. He knows it's all. He's just ready to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a guy who
crossroads for both of them.
He's still only going to be 53 through the entirety of next season. He just turned 53 in March, so he can go through the season. To be honest with you, he could take 2 years off. Get out of the game for a minute.
Well, he'd be all over ESPN if he wants to be, to your point.
And then when he's identified a situation that's worth coming back for, a la Urban Meyer, right? I mean, we've seen it happen before. He could do that. You know, I mean, honestly.
Come coach the Raiders once Pete calls it up.
That's right. Who wouldn't want to coach Ashton Jeanty?
That's very soon.
The Stallion.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, there's a lot of situations.
Ashton in Vegas.
I mean, dude, Andy Reid's not going to coach forever.
And you got Max Crosby. For the foreseeable future.
Yeah,
right?
Man. So, I mean, I think there's a lot, but I agree. It does feel like if they crap out on this year and
can't keep
don't
going
make a
back
run,
and
yeah.
let him pick the next coach, unfortunately, I love him to death, but look at the quarterback plan since Roethlisberger.
That's right.
It's failed every single time.
And, you know, he kind of is above reproach. Like, the media there, like, they're not really ever going to push for that, you know?
Only Brooke.
But
only Brooke Pryor will shoot him those ones that draw back his ire and his stare. She's not like local. She's ESPN.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Brooke has drawn his ire.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a fascinating year in Pittsburgh. There is no doubt about it. It'll be interesting, that team. I don't know if it'll be good, but it'll be interesting there in Pittsburgh for sure with the big trade going down earlier this morning.
All right. Life's good, I guess, if you are DeAndre Ayton because you're getting out of Portland. I'm going to be finalizing a contract buyout. Will turn 27 next month, had $35.6 million left on a contract that was set to expire, and he's now set free to sign with any team. Ayton and his reps had approached the Blazers about a buyout and wanting Ayton to play in a winning situation. Point is the Blazers would likely buy it this time because they've got John's man, Yang Hansen, who they spent the number 16 pick on last week after they allowed you to move up. Got Donovan Klingon, who we once thought the Grizzlies might be able to trade up for in a draft to get, and instead got Zach Edey. as well. And so Robert Williams the third is also still under contract. Do we still call him Time Lord or not, or is that nickname expired? I can't remember.
I think we call him Out of Time Lord.
Since Out of Time Lord is a good answer, is a good nickname, and probably more suitable for him right now. Dwap Reith is also under contract. Not sure how close I am on pronunciation there, but the point is the Blazers had a lot of bigs.
Yeah.
And they are cool with this. And I am foreseeing, I'm looking into my crystal ball here, feeling like Swami, Chris Berman, and I'm seeing Lakers.
Yeah, I mean,
because is he not the best big that's available? He did average a double-double last year for the sorry Trailblazers, 14.4 points and 10.2 rebounds, shot 56.6%. Like we said, he's just 27, and you remember Rob Pelinka said it was his biggest priority this offseason to go out and get a big man. We've also just had the LeBron circle with the agency and say, hey, we're staying here, but we want to be on a – you know, we want to be on a winner. You know, we want to be on a championship contender. And so LeBron, who has the no-trade clause, it doesn't look like he opted in, and it doesn't look like he's going to be heading anywhere, although I wouldn't necessarily rule that out at this point. Because, again, the Lakers have to start thinking about, you know, a franchise that's built around Luka Doncic. And if I got to the trade deadline next year and it's looking bad – just wouldn't be scared, you know what I'm saying? And LeBron would probably want to go to a better situation at that point anyway. Who knows what you're getting for him? But the point is, we're very close to them having to, and again, they just sold the franchise, although Buss is still going to be the face of it for now. You're very close to having to start planning your future post-LeBron and your future, you know, around Luka Doncic, your next superstar that's on this team. There's going to be, what, one more year of this maybe? Out of two tops of these two trying to win a title together, I just don't see it happening. And LeBron, again, could represent a way to get more assets, maybe get a little flexibility and get something around Luka. So we'll see where it goes. Right now he's in, and I imagine that sort of, you know, the way to appease him, the way that Pelinka checks the box off for JJ and those guys is to go out and get a guy like DeAndre Ayton. Feels like this one's set up. Now maybe Ayton, you know, there's a huge market for him in terms of bigs. The Grizzlies won't be able to do anything. This is going to be one that they're going to be priced out of, I would imagine, with what he's with the demand that's going to be out there. A lot of teams going to be seeking a big. Lakers right there at the top of it just seems to make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
we go to a place like
that. No, I mean, I automatically he's there. He's their starting five.
Yeah, and having Luka there helps you because you're catching lobs and alleys and all that stuff.
I mean, DeAndre Ayton was a big part of that 2021 finals run for the Suns.
He very much was.
I mean, so that's a great – I mean, first of all, I can't believe Portland's buying him out of that thing. That may not be a great sign, although that could be a culture thing. I have no
all them bigs. Aren't you just holding them back when you're playing them?
Yeah,
I mean, I hear
so.
What you're saying. Otherwise, he's just sitting on the end of your paper.
Yeah. That's probably accurate. But man, just paying the guy to go away.
No, like
crazy.
You said, it's
not even getting a trade piece for it. Like just nuts. But yeah, I mean, I absolutely have him in LA, and I think it makes them a better team. And they'll probably be right back where they were in the conversation for top three seed. I would guess. I mean, I know you have, you know, Houston will probably not be going anywhere. OKC, I think, you know, three will probably be, you know, about where that it winds up. But yeah, the LeBron thing was interesting. And just sort of trying to figure out what's the angle with him, you know, because he opts in and then sends that cryptic message through his agent.
The angle is just we want to be talked about.
Yeah.
Because they're back.
Right.
And they're just putting a little pressure on Pelinka, you know, without saying it, right? When he wants to be on a contender, the Lakers understand that. Let's just go out and get us a center, you know, improve this roster in the way that you, whatever way you have to, trade who you have to do it.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's the code, it seemed like, right, to me, reading between the lines.
Somebody
there
said they, I can't remember who it was, man. It's so hard to sift through. Is this aggregation BS or is this like real or is this like clickbait on X now because you get paid for engagements even if it's not real? But like somebody said, Dallas Mavericks for LeBron, like if that's where it went,
or Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland was another one. I don't care about Cleveland. He's already done the return home from Cleveland to Cleveland.
But
why are we going to do it again?
Because they're short right now. If he comes back, say trade deadline, he could put him over the top and it would have taken him to come back again. You know he would buy that. He'd sell that all day. They can't get it done without me. They, you know, Garland and Donovan weren't going to do it. They had, they needed me. They needed a championship DNA of that mix.
I thought we had LeBron sell that all day, Grizz, man. I thought we had that.
No,
play.
You had that.
I had Durant. All right, I think one of these summer days we had LeBron coming here with Bronny or some iteration. We had some plan.
Stephen A. would tell you LeBron would never come here.
That's right.
Him and Jimmy, he's talked to him.
That's right. But yeah, I mean, Dallas is interesting because you get that Kyrie reunion, you know, like LeBron makes it right with Kyrie before he calls it a career.
We already got a swing man. His name is Cooper Flagg.
Man, can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine?
No, Cooper they don't
Flagg,
need
LeBron,
it.
Kyrie.
Got too much already.
I mean, I don't know what
as
they
long
would
as
get.
They're healthy.
What would they get back? I mean, somebody also said that LeBron had no trade. You know,
there's a no trade clause.
Yeah. Well, and also like, well, I guess maybe that's part of it. That does like, why would anybody show interest in the trade market when they know he's not coming? So
coming to Cleveland or he coming to Dallas? That's tailor made, like you just said. Them two spots.
Yeah. But I mean, what would you even get back? You had to send something back. So what would they send back? Just send Anthony Davis back?
No. Well, Dallas, I don't know. Garland's going in the Cleveland deal. Guarantee you that. One of them is. Somebody like that is.
That actually would be a great trade. Send LeBron to Dallas. Get Anthony Davis back. Pair him with Luka. Now, that's a duo right there. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do.
No, he's not going back with AD coming back to L.A.
Yeah.
Besides, they'll have Ayton averaging a double-double. They won't
right,
need
Right, that's
eight.
True. Yeah. That's true. Good point. Good point. But yeah, just another day in the NBA, huh? Just another day with some comings and goings there in free agency. But yeah, I'm assuming Ayton goes there and I did hear Harrington say that Ayton going there will make the Grizzly situation a little more, you know, enticing because I don't know if anybody expected Ayton to be available. So the Lakers needed a center. They would have had first dibs probably on anybody that the Grizz would have wanted. So I don't know if you subscribe to that. The room exception. It's the
we're talking about it for Luke Kornet, Charlie, but
it's the two most important words in the history of Memphis.
No, Memphis definitely needs center help.
Yeah.
I'd say that. I've been screaming that since last
Drummond
year.
Opted in for five.
My guy Andre.
I mean, we could have done better than five. I
asked y'all bring in Andre last year. Philly went on and did it.
Yeah.
Isn't that who did he? Was it Philly again?
That's, yeah.
Okay.
Because it was a five-year option.
Like just a walking 9, 10 rebounds still. I don't know why we can't use it.
I mean, seriously, the Grizzlies could have done, they would have given him 8.8, and he would have had no state income tax here. So he picked up that $5 million player option. That's a fumble in the bag. Get a one-year deal here with the Grizz for $8.8 million. You know? Make a little, you know, $4 million extra, double your salary. But I guess he just loves Philly that much. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, Kornet would be great. I mean, he's limited, but he did have some moments in the playoffs.
All these the draft, the NBA nerds will tell you the key to Celtics winning. All the numbers go up when Kornet is on the floor.
Right. Well, I mean, good enough for me, but I don't see him. I mean, I don't know. Seems like he'll go back to Boston. You know, I don't know. Could be wrong. Have no idea. But, yeah, Grizz got to do it. Grizz got to get one. Not going to be DeAndre Ayton. But at least we're getting some clarity, you know, on the NBA front. All right, we got the college football video game last year. Everybody was so excited about it. Everybody was like, I think it became actually the most sold sports video game of all time. When it was
good
all said and
grief.
Done. Yeah, it was like
never
that
even
anticipated.
Played it. Because I'm officially out.
Yeah, people wondered, like, when was the college basketball companion coming? Well, it's coming. It's coming. Get a little one shiny moment over there, George. I mean, let's get excited about this. Now, it's going to take a while. That's going to take 3 years at the absolute least. That's, you know, when EA announced college football, they announced it in 2021. They didn't release it until 2024. So it took them 3 years on that timeline. The 2028 seems ambitious given that there's triple the amount of teams, triple the amount of coaches and players, triple the amount of stadiums, right? Are you really going to be able to turn that around in 3 years unless you've been working on it? My guess is no. But the news today is that EA Sports is going to be producing a college basketball video game after a 16-year hiatus. And I'll be interested to see, like, because the college football players got like $600 for their, name, image, and likeness. I'll be curious to see, like, I guess maybe the math might work out to the same because there's only 15 players. There's triple the teams. There's only 15 players per team. So, you know, you could probably end up budgeting around that. It won't be as, you know, maybe it'd be less expensive. I'm not sure. But yes, we're going to get it in 2028, it seems like. And, you know, I think college, it's not an EA Sports production, but College Hoops 2K8 with Greg Oden on the cover, I feel like was one of the best games of all time. I loved it. I really enjoyed it. Now, 2K, some will tell you, the NBA 2K franchise has become a shell of itself. Some will tell you that.
Joke. It's the same thing every year I stopped.
Yeah. And now it's like all about, you know, the microtransactions and, you know, like Fortnite, right? Fortnite's technically free to play.
Mm.
But you can't do the things you want to do on it unless you buy the, you know, the battle pass and the...
You got daddy's money on there. You're spending daddy's money. That's why I told him, Chris. I said, go earn it yourself. Don't spend dad's money.
Does Chris play Fortnite?
Dude, does he play it? He's in a transition phase.
What's that mean?
He wants to use my account to get into tournaments for money.
Because your account is an adult account.
Correct. Which we connected him to early. It was probably a mistake to do.
Wow.
But what he's got is that access that his friends don't. They're on there every freaking night now, bro. Him and the team. I mean, they're on there talking, they're playing, they got their groups. But the difference with him is he's got an adult account.
Right.
So now he can go break off. He is eligible to get in these. He's asking, can he do it? He's like, Dad, they're free.
Right.
And I'm trying to balance it out. See, what he didn't tell me early on is the only reason he can do this, and his friends can't, is because he's on my account. But he's like, Dad, they're free. I'm not going to be spending anything. And, you're in there with adults. What's the language going to be like? You know, I got to try to act fatherly.
Absolutely.
Try to act like I've got these, you know, boxes I want to check on safety, online safety here.
Right.
And he's like, well, no, I can just mute if anybody's talking crazy. So he had sold me on it before I realized, you know, this is gambling.
Yeah. So what is...
Is it gambling?
Well...
When he's playing for the prize like that, if he's not... Okay, here's the difference, it feels like to me. He's not got an entry fee. If there's no entry fee, is it not? Is it just a contest with a cash prize?
Is it gambling? If like he's there's actually no playing, but he's actually playing the game, right?
It's competition. It's not.
And
gambling.
That's a competition.
If there's an entry fee, you're losing the fee. Is that not gambling in a way?
You're just.
I guess you're getting it for a cash prize, and your money is going in. That feels to me a little bit like, I don't know, that's kind of like gray area for 11-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a poker tournament. There's like a buy-in.
Yeah, he's 11. You know? See, you got to be 21 to do that, dude.
Right.
You know, you go down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But if this thing is free, as he's saying,
yeah, then
there's no entry fee.
Oh, who cares? There's no risk.
Right?
No risk involved.
Huh? Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. This sounds too easy. Sounds like I'm giving in, but that's what I ended up folding.
The player pool is probably
$5,
like...
$5,000 was the cash prize.
Right.
For first, and I think there was a couple hundreds for, you know, second and third or something.
Yeah, and you're talking about probably like 70,000 people are probably going
to
enter this.
So, yeah, no chance to win.
Yeah, so that's why it's free.
He's gotten pretty good. He wants to go in. It's funny you said that. Yeah. He's trying to get to the next level of Fortnite.
Right, yeah, I've been playing Fortnite a little bit lately because they have the new one now where it's like the no build, you know
what
I'm saying?
I'm big on no build. I don't do build.
I enjoy it,
all the money, I think, now is in the build. That's where all the experts are at.
That's why I like it.
You could still find probably some money games, no build, but all the pros are in the build stuff.
But do you customize your avatar there?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
So you just...
I've had him put a Chicago Bears jersey on one of
them. So you did?
Yeah. I mean, Chris does. I don't.
You guys share the account?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
See, like that's.
I don't play by myself. You understand?
You only play with him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And those days are over because I'm not cool anymore. He's pushed me.
He's got
his team now. They've assembled.
Does he have a Fortnite allowance?
An allowance? No.
Because it costs so much money to keep that thing humming.
Well, you have your PlayStation account that you play, your membership that allows you to play online games all the time.
Right.
There's a free weekend.
You have to have V-Bucks. You have to have the V-Bucks to buy the cosmetics and all the stuff.
I make him earn it. Now, every once in a while, he'll get me after good grades. You know, something like that. That's where he comes in and works you.
Right. And he'll just ask, like, hey, can I have $30 to put on Fortnite?
100%. And those occasions have built in frequency.
Right.
Yes.
Now, well, I guess that means we're getting more good grades. The good grades are frequent.
It's the only time.
I have no problem. Nothing with free. That. I have no problem.
I'm not,
with that.
What we don't do is the open credit card where he can go in there and.
That's
no,
a
sir.
Disaster. Way
I heard
to
the old horror stories with Parrish and his oldest. Yeah. Back in the day, you leave that but card on there, they're gonna abuse it.
If you like, listen. This is an incentivized. This is an incentive based contract between you and me. I'll give you what you want if you give me what I want, which is you getting the job done in school. And no,
well, that's pretty much what we got.
You know, and I think that's very fair. You know, now. You know, am I setting it up a unrealistic, like, because, you know, you're supposed to get good grades. Like, that's the job, right? You're supposed to go do those things, because if you don't, you're on a track to, you know, fall short in life.
Right.
Right. You need to go get good grades. But if I motivate you just a little bit more, right, to study a little bit longer, I think it's fine.
Works for me.
Yeah.
That button's working for me.
Yeah. I think I would do the same thing when that time comes. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not? I mean, we all do a version of that with our kids every day. It's like, hey, if you do this and you listen, we'll take you go get ice cream later. That's our version right now with Riley. We'll go get donuts. We'll go get ice cream. We'll go get blah, 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 you know?
Right.
As long as you, I mean, it's like, I'm in constant negotiations.
Yes.
You know?
Trying to find what motivates.
That's right. Because if I don't negotiate, then it's just going to be awful for all of us. If I just sit here and I'm punitive, go sit in the corner, I'm the one that really is punished.
In the end.
Yeah, because I got to sit here and... All right.
You'll be the bad guy the rest of your life.
All right, let's just move on. We'll do the donuts. Just listen to your damn parents for once.
You took us back to the games with the talk of 2K.
But yeah, and then Grand Theft Auto 6, of course, you got to be looking out for that.
I would love to just be able to let go again and leave my adult life and jump back into that children's world of Grand Theft Auto that I could just stay in all my... You know.
Yeah.
Even sometimes holding down a job.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Not once you have kids.
Well, I mean.
I can't be on there slapping folks around. I got a kid.
I mean, he's not going to be a kid, though. He's going to be like a, you know, 16 years old by the time this game comes out.
I don't get the same joy anymore that I once did. I don't know what happened to me.
I get it.
I got in my 40s.
Yeah. Well, the thing with me was that, like, I ceased being great at the games, right? Yeah. Like I used to have great reflexes.
Me too. I was still cold in my 30s.
You know, and now I suck because all these kids are on there all day. It's become an economy. I mean, that's what's happened. That's been the big change from, you know, when you and I were growing up as teenagers. Like, there's now literally careers that are being so everybody thinks they could be the next who, you know.
Yeah, everybody's a tryhard. That's what my kid
ninja
calls. Sweats.
Yeah,
tryhard.
Everybody thinks they can be the next ninja, so they invest all this time.
Oh my gosh!
In playing the game,
kid blasting me. I can't even get my gun out.
Right.
I'm
like,
fun.
That's why, like, I used to love playing Call of Duty. I used to also have more time to devote to it, but I used to love playing it. And now I'm like, I don't even think about buying it because I know it's not gonna be fun for me. I'm gonna get destroyed.
I used to be the aggressive one coming out and calling out them campers. Now I just camp.
Now you literally.
The kids are too advanced.
You're still trying to, like, get the camera to turn on. You're like.
The whole. Me on a session of Fortnite ain't nothing but me hiding the whole session trying to make it to the top five. And I stay out of the way till sometimes I get. And I got a shot at the last man
there
one
you
time
go.
And finally won me.
There
one.
You go.
Yeah, I just camp. The whole
you
time.
You sit there and hide?
Because these tryhards, and it has to be no build, because I don't do build. They're too strong in there.
Right.
But yeah, I just hide the whole time. Just keep moving. Keep trucking.
In that storm.
And if I get a
car or a surfboard or something, you really ain't going to judge me because I'll keep moving.
Does CJ respect that approach?
No, he doesn't respect it. That's what I'm saying. As it's got, we flipped. But I used to be Mr. Aggressive that would just call out the campers. But like you said, these tryhards, these kids have gotten too good.
Yeah.
Man. And it makes it less fun for an old man like me.
No,
it really does.
And that's just part of the, I think, maturation.
There's a shame in it because I used to I would shame that life camping out. What Chris is doing to me now, so I just got off the game. Completely off the game.
Totally. No, you got to play like story games.
I'm just a provider now.
You got to just play the story mode games, bro. That's all it is. Like, and they don't make a lot of good ones, bro.
They're not the same. Yeah, because there's no time going into those. It doesn't feel like they're used to be.
Exactly, because you got to put out Call of Duty every year. You got to put out this every year. You got to put out that every year. God of War comes out once every 6 years, probably. I mean,
used to love that game. Got out.
You know, that's about it, man. I mean, they just don't make these studios don't get the funding for them because, like, we live in this, you know, transactional, first-person shooter, got to have, churn.
Mm-hmm.
People lose attention, you know? So.
Respect, Burger, the games you used to have to pass. Remember?
Like, how do you mean?
Like Mario Brothers?
Like you had to beat the game.
The point of the game was to beat it. You had to pass. That's what you young folks thought. Y'all changed to beat it, but mine was pass. Pass, beat, that was the point. You didn't buy it to get online. You just beat the game.
No, you're right. These games now have no end.
That's the caveman stuff now. The games have no end because that doesn't keep creating the money and the revenue.
That's right.
They got smart on us.
No,
I mean. Just beat the game.
Well, the audience changed. You know, the audience said we no longer want those games, by and large, unless it's already like a proven, who is my guy? The treasure hunter Drake. What, Drake's Fortune? Is that what it was called? What the hell was that?
Oh, Uncharted.
Uncharted. Yeah, like they had
They make a movie from that?
Then they made, or they're making a movie.
I'm trying to beat that junk. No, you know, credits. Yeah. I want to see the credits.
Like those type of games just don't. They don't make it, man. They don't get made anymore.
Stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want the infinite ending.
Exactly. So I don't know. Interesting. We're gonna get a college basketball game, and catch Jason on Fortnite. He'll be the one in the build hiding.
You ain't gonna find me. I'm up on the mountain. I'm in the bush. I keep moving.
Do you even pick up a weapon before the end of it?
Yeah, dude. I have a good little loadout.
But you don't use it. You just sit there with it.
Well, I let Chris load me up. Get this. And I might dip in to steal something and go running out of
there. Like, when will you take your first shot? You have to be like in the final 10?
No, if I catch a fool, you know, if I catch a little group or something working and catch me a loose.
All right.
Come up on it. I'll try to get me, just so I've got more than, a couple of kills.
Right.
I don't look like a fool before I get to the finals.
I like the reload mode where you get two, like basically you get two lives where like if they get you, you come back.
That's the one I like. In teams that you can do that. I don't know what you're talking about. You sound like you got it on good and easy.
I have to.
Yeah.
And it's fun. I'm like, oh, thank God. If the game's not over, I can get right back in twice, you know. But everybody sucks on that mode, which is perfect for me. Yeah. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jeff Calk is going to join us at 1:45. We'll ask him about his favorite Fortnite loadout. Stick around. Jason and John, on Eternal FM, ESPN. Boom City Fireworks. They got two locations. 3rd Street South on Getwell State Line Road for the Mid-South's largest fireworks selection. Open daily 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 3rd Street South or Getwell at State Line Road. Get out of the heat. Get in the air conditioning. At Boom City Fireworks. They got the largest selection of fireworks in stock in the Mid-South. At Boom City Fireworks, they got it all. Sparklers, Roman candles, firecrackers, poppers, cakes, artillery shells, a whole lot more. Check them out on Facebook, Boom City Fireworks, for more information. Look for those daily specials. Huge selection in stock right now. Get your fireworks. Stock up for the holiday at Boom City Fireworks. Two air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks. We knew that at some point there was going to be an episode with Penny Hardaway and John Calipari coming out as part of Penny's podcast, his Two Cents podcast. Well, it posted this morning about an hour ago, and we don't have the entire thing, but we do have at least a little bit of a preview of what it sounds like. And this was John Calipari and Penny reminiscing about some of the older Memphis basketball teams. Yeah, so a couple things. One is Cal's starting to kind of sound old, bro. Like when he started talking about like when John Grice hit the game, we weren't supposed to win that one. You know, like he started to sound old, and it happens, man. It comes for us all. I mean, Cal's got to be in his mid 60s now, right? Yeah, he's 66. So he's starting to sound like it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the second thing is like, you know, I got to go back and listen to the whole thing, but it sounds like, you know, he does still have a soft spot for Memphis.
No, I mean, I you could tell he does. For those of us that were, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago when they were here for the EYBL.